they're reducing their exports. Now, here's what Secretary of Agriculture says. He says the department's purchasing 8 million pounds of frozen beef and 14 canned. The defense is stepping theirs up from 30 million pounds to 18 million for the quarter, an extra 18 million. Department's initiated promotional campaign. The National Advisory Committee is being established. The voluntary arrangements made with Australia and New Zealand should reduce exports 5%, but in January 64, imports were about 53% above January 63. They're supposed to be slowing down, but later figures not available. Recent developments indicate it'd be worthwhile to explore with Australia and New Zealand the possibility of their voluntarily sending in less for the rest of this year than the agreements permit. We believe this should be done promptly by state and agriculture. Now, I think we've talked to them.
We have talked.
But we're within a two-vote margin in the Senate, and if they don't want to ruin themselves, they better let up this quarter on us. And I'd like to have a memo from the State Department saying who we've talked to, what we've done, because I've got to talk to some of these folks that are coming in. I had them in last night. And here's what they say is going to happen. They say we've got such a hell of a domestic production, and with flooding us with these imports, 53% more than last January, that they got a drought on, and that every cow that's out in the pasture is going to have to go to market, particularly those east of the Mississippi. And that means every old dairy cow, even if not, they're going in as canners and cutters and hamburger meat and sausage and bologna and stuff like that. That's going to drop the living hell out of this price. When it does, hog prices are going right with it.
Yeah.
And there's not a chance of us getting reelected if that happens. And we just can't let somebody like Australia, that doesn't know anything about it, do that to us without our doing something. Now, we got the school lunch, and we got the Bob McNamara, and we've got this agreement that will hold it down. But if they do what they did last year, it's going to murder us with the drought situation. So we ought to try to tell them that even if they have to pick up in the latter last quarter of the year, for God's sakes, while this legislation's pending, don't kill the goose that laid the golden egg.
Well, you know, they at our instance, they publicly announced down there that they're cutting way back for this first quarter. But let me get the memorandum over to you right now.
You get it and show exactly what they are doing so I can show these people. It's not being reflected in the market if they are. And the market's about where it is, maybe a half a cent higher with all the purchases and we're putting $40 million in.
Right.
And still not having any effect. So they still got them scared, and a lot of this is psychological.
Sure.
Okay.
We'll get something right over.
Say, what do you hear on Brazil this morning?
We just had a teletype. In fact, it's still going on. The situation is that Goulart has gone down to the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul, where his brother-in-law is, and that's the last outpost that's holding out. They've got the part of the Third Army down there, but the rest of it is defected over to the anti-Goulart forces. The Congress, 150 members out of, say, 460, declared the presidency vacant, and which meant that...
Miss Cozart, please.
Thank you.
The personnel, Miss Payne. Is Miss Cozart there, please? This is Vicki McKimmon returning her call.
Yes, just a moment, please. Thank you. Hello.
Hello, I'm sending it over.
Good.
All right, and Jerry hadn't come in yet, but we started him last night and then didn't finish him.
Uh-huh.
We had just both gotten back home, you know, Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
So it slipped our mind until yesterday, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. This is one of the pay periods that we had to have it over to payroll real quick because of the overtime involvement.
All right.
And could I ask you to make up... Mrs. Boozer's, or should I ask Jerry to do... Would you tell Jerry to make hers up?
I'll tell Jerry to do hers, uh-huh.
Okay, sure. And then if she doesn't know all of the information that should go on it, we can have Mrs. Boozer submit an amended one when she returns.
All right, good.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then I think she's been out sick. She has
yes.
A good story time, doesn't she?
Miss Boozer?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure she does, uh-huh.
Well, she could
good.
Whatever she
Good. All
so
right.
So if you have any information as to what she has to report, then that could be done.
All right.
So if you'd put a red tag on yours, I'd appreciate it very much.
I sure will. It's always white. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
We're about ready to take what we propose.
That's right. Yesterday, last night, it looked that way.
Okay, George.
Right.
Get me that memo now.
You better well.
I want one that I can show, too.
Sure.
I don't want to publish it, but I want to show it to these people who are up in arms, and everybody's up in arms on the other side of the Mississippi.
We'll get it right over to you.
All right.
Thank you.